This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We're back here on the second guest show. Mike D'Antilio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert.
We got Longshoreman in the house.
Longshoreman's in the house. So Longshoreman, great to see you. We had the Silver Slipper Casino beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi.
It looks like he's feeling good.
Yeah. Will Guillory has come out with this. Brandon Ingram, with the calf injury, is not going to play tonight versus the Indiana Pacers.
Oh, that's surprising.
He'll be day-to-day moving forward, according to Willie Green. But C.J. McCollum, Eve Misi, will be available tonight. So
can we get all hands on deck? I mean, I don't know.
Hopefully, pretty soon we can. Let's go back to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Big John in Mid-City. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
All right, Big John. What you got? Were you entertained even though the Saints weren't playing this weekend? I know you were.
Let me tell you something. This had to be one of the most entertaining weekends of football. Can I first of all wish you two and Longshoreman and Grant, if he's there, and everyone in the Houdat Nation, a very happy Thanksgiving. I especially want to send that out to all the men and women of the armed forces serving overseas and at home, protecting us, allowing us to eat turkey and oyster dressing and whatever else, Dungeness crabs we can stuff in our body before we gorge ourselves on football on Thursday and Friday. You know, guys, you're right. This was for a bye week, this was one of the greatest football weekends that a Houdat could enjoy. I mean, the only thing that wasn't there was the Saints winning another game, but at least we didn't lose a game for the third week in a row, and so there's a silver lining even in that. But, man, guys, what a glorious mess the current college football playoff picture is at the moment. And I can't think that the NCAA and all the heads of college football aren't just licking their chops over all this controversy and saying to themselves, this is obviously going to be justification to expand the playoffs even further and make even more money. And I'm going to tell you something else, guys. As an LSU alum and a die-in-the-wool Tiger Nation member, if LSU can't be in the playoff, then no other SEC team should be in the playoff.
Yeah, when you look at obviously, if LSU's not in, you ticked off and you know, you hold the coach's feet to the fire. He's well compensated that, come on, we can't be in the top 12? Because you think what it takes to be in the postseason. It's not like old school when you can't afford to lose or you can't have more than one loss because it's only four teams in. But right now, the way it is, no, you should be ticked off if LSU's not in that number. But there's going to be a number of SEC teams. They probably, their alumni base probably saying the same damn thing.
Ole Miss.
Yeah, we can't.
Just take the money that they
were all
spent.
In. They
all
were all
those
in.
Defensive linemen they were all that in. They were to bring in. So, man, Big John, they're going to have a lot of soul searching at the end of the year of kind of what happened here.
I think what happened here was quite simple, guys, and that is the parity with the NIL has allowed these teams to recruit more. The transfer portal has also created a leavening aspect. And, you know, you don't have just one or two teams at the top. I mean, look, even Vanderbilt put itself into the mix for a time.
Yeah. What you see in the SEC, they're cannibalizing one another.
Right.
Everybody's chewing on everybody else.
Well, look how Florida has turned the corner. And we coach
you got to give Billy Napier a lot of credit.
Napier.
Because he... Man, he was rocky on a rocky road. But his team believed in him. They played hard, and they played really well the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, back-to-back. Look at that. That just goes to show you, you better pack a lunch. And Oklahoma's going to be coming into Tiger Stadium with a lot of confidence. You know, so that'll be interesting. Come on, don't you think LSU should beat Oklahoma? I'd say hell yeah.
When's the last time Oklahoma played LSU in Tiger Stadium?
Never.
Okay.
They never.
So that's
never,
a first.
They never played it.
How
bad
about
route.
That?
Now, we played them in a national championship game, and we spanked them.
in New Orleans.
Yeah, and stuff. That Coach Saban and all that. But right now,
bowl games.
Yeah, but right now Oklahoma's a 500 team, even though they embarrassed Alabama. We still, you know, God wish Tulane would have won that game against Oklahoma.
No, they got jobbed against Kansas State.
Yeah, that was the game.
They got jobbed on that game.
Yeah, that one loss and then the two loss. But Tulane still has a chance. But Big John, you would be, from a local perspective, if you're not in the postseason, I mean, would you be against LSU playing Tulane in a bowl game? Wouldn't you be for that?
I mean, God, no. No. I want to see that. Absolutely. I certainly want to see that. That rivalry should never have been canceled in the first place, in my opinion. I don't care if the record was you know, tilted so much in favor of LSU. I don't know what caused it in the end. I'm sure it was all about money and short-sightedness. But it's the same thing with Texas and Texas A&M canceling their rivalry.
They're playing this weekend.
No choice now. So, guys, what was all the talk in the offseason? That the SEC would, instead of playing eight SEC teams, you'd play a ninth. After what I watched this year, I bet they don't vote that in.
Well, they're
not going to vote in a ninth SEC team.
They're going to cannibalize each other.
Yes, right.
Like, oh, what, we're only going to get maybe a couple of teams? Because you look before this weekend, Mike, they were saying, okay, how many, four, five teams? Right now, what did you say, three? I would say Tennessee's. They still got to take care of business.
They got to beat Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt. So you never know.
And I think Texas will beat Texas A&M.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know. I mean, and then, I think Georgia. But, no, think about that. I mean, it could be like a chaos. It is like
if Texas A&M upsets Texas, that would really throw it into the kilter.
Oh, but without a doubt.
I got to see it to believe it.
But it's not so like, oh, that could never happen.
No,
could happen.
I agree with you. But, man, the only thing with Texas is what's going to happen to their starting quarterback, Ewers, because he got hurt. He had an MRI. Done. So is
they're
he going to be
Arch?
Available, or will, you know, they're going to go with Lil Arch?
Yeah, that'll be interesting. But all I know is from outside the SEC, I know Oregon and Ohio State is relevant. That's for sure. That you could say, oh, you could be an SEC fan and all that. I said no. I think year in and year out in the future, that's going to happen. Oregon and Ohio State will be able to hang with the SEC, and then also Michigan because of the money.
And signing date is right around the corner. It's in early December. Take a look at the signees for Oregon and how many people they have signed way outside of, say, the tentacles of Oregon, which is a lot of California.
There.
But watch how many other players they bring in from all across the country.
Well, they ain't no damn football players in Oregon. Come on. Think about that. The state of Oregon. Now, if you a stud player, that'd be like Scott Shanley, who was a stud from Nebraska and played at Nebraska. You don't have a stud high school player from Oregon that plays for Oregon. They're going to have them now and then, but that ain't two handfuls. Come on. They got to go get all the California techs. They'll go everywhere.
Think about it. Dominican Sue grew up in Oregon, goes to Nebraska.
Yeah.
It's flipped.
From Nebraska. Dominican Sue might be the greatest professional player ever to come out of the state of Oregon.
And he was one bad dude when he wanted to play.
And he went to Nebraska.